Calling all B2B salespeople, sales leaders, and business owners. This is The Path Less Taken, the show that helps you embrace uncertainty, expand potential, and drive growth. Get ready to boldly invite change in as you carve out your own unique path. Now here's your host, Bernadette McClelland.
Hey, and welcome back to another episode of the Path Less Taken show. Now, I've got a little bit of an interesting topic today. I want to talk about the word authenticity as it relates to the sales profession, because quite frankly, I think that this word has become a bit of a buzzword in the sales environment, that we need to become more authentic, that we are, so many salespeople are fake, that they are insincere, that they are out for all the wrong reasons. And I don't agree with that. I want to share with you why I don't agree with it. You know, when we were children, little children, we loved our authenticity. We shared how we felt at the drop of a hat. You know, we did what we wanted. We were just so open and naive and so transparent. Authenticity is our human birthright. And then we grow up. And we start to conform to society. We start to conform to the values of our family, the peer groups that we are in. We are now wanting to be part of the group. So we conform once again to other people's ideals. We are still authentic beings. We are still at our core authentic. So what happens? All of this conditioning, all of these protective layers get put on us. We start to believe that we, in order to be seen as valued, we need to abide by the rules of others, that we should be doing this and we should be doing that, even if at our core, in our gut, it doesn't feel right. So when we hear on podcasts, in conversations, we read blogs, we're on LinkedIn, and we see these headings about becoming more authentic as sales professionals, becoming authentic is an illusion. It is an absolute illusion. And what it can do to us at a deeper level is make us feel even more so that we're not enough, that there's something missing, that maybe a little part of us might just be broken. So we go looking for answers. And this whole journey is actually leading us away from the realization that we are already authentic. So we need not to find and become more authentic, but to shed some of that inauthenticity. The inauthenticity is what other people's ideals of us are, that we are continually striving to meet these ideals, which in most cases we will probably never meet. And it's because we're relying on validation. So what we need to realize, and I mean, we're all on this journey, all of us are on this journey. And this is why I'm sharing this with you today, because it's been part of my journey as well. And shedding that inauthenticity is getting to a place where you recognize and appreciate your own worth, that you realize that you have value to bring to the table. And it doesn't matter what table. It could be the LinkedIn thread. It could be a discussion in a sales meeting. It could even be at a social setting around dinner, that you have value. And the minute that you can tap into those core values that you have, that recognize your value, is when you can start to express yourself freely. And so there are lots of different theories out there. The one that strikes me is being, knowing the difference between your real self and the ideal self. And we know ourselves at our core. We know in our heart, hand on heart, the difference between our real self and our ideal self. So coming back to what I said earlier, authenticity is a birthright. And our authenticity is obscured by life's experiences, other people's expectations, our need to feel like. And so the journey back, it is not about becoming more authentic. So I want you to listen for this because it's going to be a little bit of a double negative coming up. The journey back, the path back, the path less taken is not about becoming more authentic. It is about unbecoming all that is inauthentic. The sales profession gets a real hammering because the perception of salespeople is so negative. What we need to do, and what I think, and this is in my book anyway, the word authenticity that has got wrapped up with the sales profession needs to be replaced. And I think it needs to be replaced with a word that is a little bit smaller, but has just as much value, and that is honesty. Because when you are with a buyer, how many of you, and I'm talking to you, have done this where you have cribbed, where you have not been honest with the buyer, that you have tried to close them by suggesting, for example, that for this week only, the price is X. And that buyer finds out later that that is a normal price. You will never have that person do business with you again. Now, is that authenticity, inauthenticity, or just plain dishonesty? So I think as sales professionals, business owners, we can look at the value that we bring as individuals, but we can also get very, very transparent about our product, our prices, our services, ourselves, because what we give in any part of life, we get back again. So I'm going to suggest if you have somebody heavying you to do something that doesn't feel right, that you get the bravery or have the bravery to know your worth and to stand up for what you believe is honest and true. So on that note, I'm going to give you some of that thinking time this week and think about how that stacks up with your life and the way that you show up as a professional who sells. So on that note, have an amazing day and we look forward to speaking to you next week. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to The Path Less Taken. Be sure to subscribe wherever you heard this podcast so you never miss a future episode. If you found value in today's content, please share with others and leave a rating and a review. For more information or to connect with your host, visit www.salesleadersglobal.com. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you next time.